getting ready to do this, or are you doing it?
Yeah, it's pretty anticlimactic.
It's not. This is the biggest deal ever.
It's really not.
It really is. It really, really is. You're just drinking an energy drink there to get your power up?
Yes, I am. Probably need about 3 more of these before I go do this.
It's okay. We can do this. It's all good.
It's all right.
Yeah. Now, look, we were talking about your album, Recovery, a minute ago. Before, you've kind of commented socially on different pop stars. This time, you're working with Rihanna and Pink on your album. How did those collaborations come about?
Well, actually, the one with Pink, you know, I've always respected what she does. And you know, Pink is just kind of a rebel. And when we did this, when we did the track, I just heard her on it, and I knew that, you know, vocally she'd smash it. And basically the same thing with Rihanna. It was one of them songs that I felt like would be more special with her on it. So, you know, and Rihanna's super talented too, so.
So did you basically come up with a track first and think, right, these girls are right for the track, or was it kind of quite a collaboration from the start with both songs?
It was kind of coming up with the track first and then kind of hearing them on it.
Now, you've got two massive shows happening in America very soon. You've got the shows of Jay-Z, one at the Yankee Stadium in New York, and also Comerica Park in your hometown of Detroit. So are you going to do it like you headline the Detroit one with Jay-Z and then Jay-Z does the New York one with you?
Yeah, I'll headline the one in Detroit and Jay will headline the one in New York.
Will that be nice, having sort of a bit of a homecoming gig for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's also dope to be able to play in a place that big, as big as Comerica Park, you know, in your hometown, so.
Will it get competitive between the two of you as to who has the biggest show?
What?
Will it get competitive between the two of you, like his New York show versus your Detroit show?
Oh, I don't know, maybe. I don't know, we'll have to see, you know. He might have some surprises, we might try to have some too, so.
Will you hook up together on different tracks as well? Will you kind of jump onto some of his tracks and vice versa?
Actually, we haven't even really discussed that as far as, like, doing anything, like, live together or whatever. We ain't got that far, but, you know, maybe.
And also, I'm not sort of an expert on this, but I believe the Detroit Tigers play at Comerica Park. Is that right? Baseball team?
Yeah. Yep.
I have no clue. Are you a fan? Do you support them?
I actually just started getting back into baseball this year, so I'm kind of playing catch-up right now. But, yeah, I'm starting to watch baseball a little bit, and I'm a Tiger fan, so.
So you get time to go and see any matches?
Any matches?
Games, American terminology, games.
Games. I went to opening day. A couple of games this year I went to.
And over here at the moment, there's a lot of hype around the World Cup that is imminently starting here. Well, it's in South Africa, but obviously England are playing, and there's a lot of hype around it. A lot of chaps up there and girlies getting very excited. Do you get the soccer thing?
No, I don't. I actually didn't know what you were talking about until you just said soccer.
It's going to be pretty big. Will you still be here next week? I think it starts next Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You'll be here?
Well, no, you said it starts next Friday, doesn't it? And I was saying, yeah, because I know that for a fact that it does, because I'm following that shit.
Yeah, you know all about that. Apologies for that swear word. It's okay, don't worry. It's all good. It's fine. A little swear word here and there. It's all okay. Now, look, you're going to do your first single for us, Not Afraid, which we're really excited about. Was it easy to choose this as the first single off the album? Was it obvious that you wanted to go with this one first?
Kinda. It was one of them records that as soon as it was finished, I kind of felt like, yeah, this should be the one.
We've been playing it a hell of a lot on the show. We really love it, so we're really looking forward to it. And you and your team ready to go?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, look, here in the live lounge, down at Maida Vale, is Eminem with Not Afraid.
I'm not afraid.
But it's paper before I lay 'em. But you won't take the sting out these words before I say 'em. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing man. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feed it beans. It's gassed up. If you think it's stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. Knowing fans of us, don't try to ask you why or how can he. From infinite down to that last relapse out of me still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly. Until he bows out or he spits his bowels out. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a f***ing for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull us from the dirt. And put the whole universe.
and a rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last, relapse CD was aimed. Perhaps I ran in accents into the ground. Relax, I'm going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, click back. Cause I ain't playing around. There's a game called Circle, and I don't know how. Did it for me, admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You have seen me through, and don't even realize what you did, cause believe me, you, I've been through the ringer, but thinking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye, I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees when no stingers and drop dead. No more beef fingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus only on handling my responsibilities as a father, so I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. Single on it, cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner bar and lift the whole liquor counter up, cause I'm raising the bar. I'm shooting the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid to take a step, take a step.
Everybody,
come take my hand,
come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Eminem in the Live Lounge at Maida Vale. That was an absolute honour to have you in such an intimate setting doing that for us today.
Thank you.
Enjoyable?
Yeah.
Is it nice after that whole process of working on an album and a song so much and then getting out there and seeing what people think of it?
Definitely. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun parts to it. Like the I think one of the I don't know how you say this. I want to say the best part is making the music. But you make it to see the reaction from the fans, so I had to say that's probably the best part.
So many nice text messages coming in on our little laptop over there. A few of them I just jotted down from Dominic in Cardiff. You are simply the best rapper in the whole world. Chez in Cumbria, Eminem is king. Tiffany in Witham, you not only make brilliant music, but you are hot. OMG, Eminem in the Live Lounge, this is crazy. Just so many people going crazy for you at the moment.
That's fantastic.
Good. We'll get some more of that in a minute. Also, you're playing a lot of gigs all around the place, but you're playing Tea in the Park in Scotland this summer. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I am. Definitely. I'm excited to get back out there and just be doing shows, period. So,
you've played so many huge gigs over the years and here in the UK. Do you still get that kind of buzz coming over here and doing your thing?
Do I still get the same...
same sort of buzz and excitement to come over and do it and to play those huge shows?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. It's, you know, it's also, it's a rush when you hit the stage, too, so...
Good stuff. Well, Eminem, we're going to get you doing your very special secret second track for us in just a little bit.
Yeah, let me tell you about it.
No, you are not going to tell us about it right now. Here's some more music. We'll catch up with Eminem in just a tick.